B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
If you're not a fan of Game of Thrones, I feel bad for you because starting now, everybody is... Everybody at your job, everybody that you know that's into that show is going to be talking about it. And you're going to have to re-explain how you don't watch the show. And then you're going to have to explain why you don't watch the show. And then you're going to have to listen to them try and get you into the show.
Why do you have to explain why you don't watch something?
Pebbles, I'm trying to tell you, that's literally what... By the way, it's the Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9, good morning. But that's literally the process. You first... go, yeah, I don't watch the show. And then people go, why? And then they try and explain to you why it's such a good show. And then you have to kind of go, yeah, yeah, and lie to them and say that you're going to get into it. But I'll tell you
what. Oh, no, I don't lie. I'm just like, nah.
Oh, my God.
Not going to happen.
I did not see last night's episode. I'm going to watch it today.
Mm-hmm. You know, all right, so if anybody wants to spoil anything for him, now's the time.
At Ramiro Torres on Twitter. That doesn't bother me.
I know.
I love it.
Listen, I know it doesn't bother you, but I know that deep down that it will give some people...
satisfaction?
Yeah, satisfaction by just telling you what happens.
At Ramiro Torres, R-A-M-I-R-O-T-O-R-R-E-S. If you think that all those times I've spoiled stuff for you, if you're like, you want to get me back, go for it. But it's funny because... so, I don't even know if I should be telling this story on the air. Now that I think about it.
What?
Ah, whatever. So, I canceled recently all my... I used to have, like, on my cable system all... I got to thank you for this, Melissa, by the way.
That's...
so, drag her down with you.
It's not drag her down. Keep your mouth shut. You know what? That's the last time I do anything for you.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. This wasn't Melissa who hooked me up.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, all right.
No, it was my friend...
Talissa?
Yes. Talissa. So I recently canceled a bunch of my cable channels because I'm like, I don't need... I had like 9 HBOs, but they're all playing the same crap. 9 shows, they're all playing the same crap. I'm like, I don't need all this stuff. I don't even watch these channels because I have Netflix. I got the Fire Stick. I got all these other things. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that thing that people do. And they're like, I'm going to save $30 a month or whatever, you know, so I can waste it on something else. So I had my wife cancel all the cable channels, and then she comes to me over the weekend, and she was like, wait a minute, how are we going to watch Game of Thrones? And I was like, crap, how are we going to watch Game of Thrones? I have a million backdoor ways to watch free TV. I need to figure out a way to do this. So yesterday, I spent probably an hour of my day sitting down like a damn... I feel like that girl who figured out how to take a picture of the black hole. I was like, all right, if I really think about this, I know I'm going to figure out a way for me to be able to watch Game of Thrones without actually ordering HBO for a month and a half. So, long story short.
You figured it out. Hey, there you go.
I figured it out because Melissa, months ago, was dating a guy who had...
Don't say what it is. Let's just say it was a way to like be able to watch stuff for free.
She took it from somebody else, and he took it from her. Okay.
Here's the story, though. So the guy, Melissa's dating this guy, and he goes, hey, listen, I have a way to watch all these channels on your phone.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to tell anybody. And Melissa said, well, tell me, because I won't tell anybody. So he tells her, and then Melissa comes in and goes, Ramiro, I have this way to watch all these channels on my phone.
He obviously didn't know her.
But I'm not supposed to tell anybody, And I'm like, well, tell me. And she goes, all right, but don't tell anybody. Here's the thing. I literally haven't told... I mean, I'm telling you guys now, I know how to do it, but I haven't hooked anybody up.
And before anybody asks, I can't give it out. So don't even waste your typing skills.
Oh, if you keep harassing Melissa enough, she will give it out. No. I won't give it out, though.
Or you got to give her something for it.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Negotiate.
But yeah, long story short, I used Melissa's connection login to get into, an HBO backdoor, app. So... I will be watching the Game of Thrones episode.
You're welcome.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.